92.3 WTTS. On demand.
It's Baumann and Hall from 92.3 WTTS. And I am speaking with three original members of an iconic American rock band whose name is based on a slang term for a marijuana cigarette. I've got Pat Simmons, Tom Johnson, John McPhee from the Doobie Brothers. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Paul.
I bet you haven't been introduced like that in 40 years.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I will even say that I was part of the movement that went to the jukebox back, I think it was in, I don't know, 73 or 74, and said, hey, have you heard the B-side of this new Doobie Brothers single? And it wasn't Blackwater originally a B-side on a single?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then Blackwater becomes your one of your number one hits.
Or the first number one, as a matter of fact.
First number one, yeah. You're the one that did that.
I'm the guy, man. You had a lot of great hits back in the early 70s, and what transpired? You guys did the album Stampede, as I recall, and then Michael McDonald comes on board.
You know, I left. Not because I wanted to, because I had an ulcer and I had to. So they brought Mike in to just really, basically, I guess he was going to, sing backgrounds, and Pat was going
to sing. Cover, really. And you know, he ended up sticking around.
And he could actually write some songs.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of songs written. We didn't really, we were in the middle of recording Taking It to the Streets, the album, before it was Taking It to the Streets, and we were just looking for some songs, and you know, we had asked Mike, you know, we really didn't even know if he, I think he had written a song for Jack Jones. He'd written a song for Jack Jones, and so I thought, well, you know, maybe he's got something else that'll work for us. And he sat down at the piano and started playing the Taken to the Streets right in the studio, and the rest is kind of history.
Was everybody comfortable with this? I mean, was it all love and harmony through this period?
You know, pretty much. We just kind of continued doing what we had already always done. You know, being in a band, you know, you kind of always are looking to your strengths. I don't think it's anything that you really plan on. It's going to be this way or it's going to be that way. It's just kind of, that's kind of how it happens.
This really. Band, too, I think, always was never afraid to combine different musical styles and things like that. So in that sense, it wasn't that much of a stretch to incorporate Michael's, you know, his approach and his songs.
Well, Nobody, which we're going to hear here in just a minute, more of a throwback to the pre-Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers. Now, Michael is actually, he's not a Doobie Brother right now, but he is on the album from what I understand.
I did a little bit of background singing on one song.
And you've got some other, as I recall, isn't Willie Nelson also on this album?
Yeah, Willie's singing and helped me write a song for this album as well.
He's so cool. I wish these small-town police departments would quit picking on him.
Well, you had to come to the and sing with the Doobie Brothers to feel comfortable.
You know? Yeah. But and he had some other great help. I think one of the names that stood out to me, Billy Payne from Little Feat.
Indeed, yeah. Brought him in to do a lot of keyboard work. He's still playing incredibly.
And you're out on tour with Chicago this year. What's that like?
We've done it before. Actually, we did this year before last. You know, the same idea. We go out with them, and then we have this thing at the end where we both bands get up and do six songs, three of theirs and three of ours, all of us at the same time. It's a lot
17
of fun.
Guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
Well, we'll look for more from the Doobie Brothers coming up sometime in September.
That's right.
All right, guys. Look forward to seeing you here. Thanks for taking a few minutes. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 92.3
WTTS. On demand.